Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dhampur Bioorganics Limited's Q1 FY26 Result Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Naveen Agarwal, Head Institutional Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to welcome you on behalf of Dhampur Bioorganics Limited and SKP Securities to this financial results conference call. We have with us Mr. Gautam Goyal, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Nalin Gupta, CFO. We'll have the opening remarks from Mr. Goyal followed by a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Goyal.
Thank you, Naveen. Thank you all for joining us this afternoon. I would like to warmly welcome everyone to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call for Dhampur Bioorganics. The company's results and the investor presentations for the quarter are now accessible on the stock exchanges and our company's website. I hope you have had a chance to review them. To begin, I will discuss the key economic factors affecting the sugar and ethanol industries, followed by an overview of our company's performance. After that, our CFO will provide an update on our financial performance. According to ISMA's latest data for the sugar season 2024-25, as of the total sugar output reached 29.9 million tons, while the season's net production is estimated at the net sugar production is estimated at 26.4 million tons, taking into account a diversion of 3.5 million tons for ethanol production. Domestic demand during the season was estimated at 28 million tons and about an export of about close to a million tons will result in the closing inventory of around 5.4 million tons. Looking ahead to the sugar season 2025-26, the government announced an FRP adjustment of rupees 15 per quintal, bringing the rate to 355 rupees a quintal based on 10.25 recovery. The current sugar prices in UP are at about rupees 4,050 per quintal, and for the Maharashtra mills, they are realizing around 3,900 rupees a quintal. For the upcoming sugar season, that is the 2025-26 season, we expect an increase in the gross sugar production to about 34-35 million tons. This increase is expected mainly from Maharashtra and Karnataka. Furthermore, varietal replacement initiatives in Uttar Pradesh and other northern Indian states have demonstrated significant progress. This is likely to lead to enhanced yields and recovery during the 2025-26 sugar season in these regions as well. Global sugar production is projected to reach around 189.3 million tons in the 2025-26 season, up 4.7% year-on-year, resulting in a surplus of about 41.2 million metric tons, the highest in 8 years. Major contributors include Brazil, expected to produce 44.7 million tons, and Thailand at approximately 10.3 million metric tons. This sharp rise in supply has driven the global prices down over 16% year to date, and the ICE raw sugar futures falling to a four-year low of around $0.165 per pound. OMCs have allocated about 930 crore liters across two tender cycles to meet the annual demand. The current supply performance shows significant progress, with the OMCs receiving 550 crore liters of ethanol from November 2024 to May 2025. The actual blending reached 572 crore liters during the seven-month period, resulting in an average blending rate of 18.8%. Monthly performance peaked at 19.8 blending in May 2025, nearing the 20% target. The sugar sector continues to request the government for a revision of ethanol pricing, especially for ethanol produced from sugar syrup and B-heavy molasses, to align with the current input cost and keep up with the production and to keep the production incentives intact. Now to our company's operational performance. During the current sugar season, DBO crushed 35.3 lakh metric tons of cane compared to 37.93 lakh tons of cane in the previous season. Our gross sugar recovery for the season stood at 10.43 versus 11.46 last year. Net recovery declined to 9.55, down from 10.48%, reflecting a decrease of approximately 93 basis points. As a result, our net sugar production for the season was 3.05 lakh tons compared to 3.98 lakh tons in the previous year. We diverted 3.37 lakh tons of sugar to B-heavy molasses during the season, a significant rise from 0.58 lakh tons in the previous year, aligning with our ethanol blending strategy. In Q1 FY26, we crushed 2.32 lakh metric tons of sugarcane, an increase from 2 lakh metric tons in Q1 FY25. Sugar sales during the quarter stood at 0.96 lakh tons compared to 0.95 lakh tons in the corresponding period last year. Our gross recovery reduced to 11.03%, down from 12.01% in Q1 FY25. Similarly, the net recovery declined to 9.54 as compared to 11.73 in the same period last year. Our sugar realizations saw an improvement of 4.5%, increasing from 39,153 rupees a ton in Q1 FY25 to 40,915 rupees a ton in Q1 FY26. We produced 21.67 million liters of ethanol during Q1 FY26 compared to 13.7 million liters in the same period last year. Total ethanol sales reached 19.33 million liters, up from 10.21 million liters in Q1 FY25. Of this, ethanol derived from B-heavy molasses accounted for 15.51 million liters compared to 7.28 million liters in the previous year quarter, underscoring our alignment with the government's ethanol blending targets. Our country liquor segment has witnessed a significant growth, reaching 11.24 lakh cases in Q1 FY26 as against 7.75 lakh cases in Q1 FY25, reflecting an increase of 45.16%. It gives me immense pleasure to inform you all that we have also commenced the production of UPML and we are hopeful of continued growth in this segment. We have successfully completed the conversion of a 100 KLPD molasses-based distillery at a Smoli unit into a dual feed facility capable of processing both molasses and grain-based feedstock. This conversion, completed in June 2025, provides enhanced operational flexibility and optimal capacity utilization throughout the year. The dual feed capability enables us to optimize feedstock utilization based on raw material availability and government policies, positioning us well for both traditional sugar-based and emerging grain-based ethanol programs. We maintain our commitment to cane development initiatives and varietal improvement programs for enhanced productivity in the future crushing seasons. I would now like to hand it over to Nalin for an update on the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Gautam. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for our earnings call for the first quarter of fiscal 2026. I'm pleased to share our financial highlights and performance across our key segments. Our revenue from operations for Q1 FY26 stood at 821 crores as compared to 638 crores in FY25 in Q1, reflecting a growth of 28.75% year-on-year. The change in the revenue is primarily on account of improved sugar realization and higher ethanol and country liquor sales. There is a loss after tax of 19.37 crores as against profit of 1.71 crores in Q1 FY25.
In Q1 FY26, our sugar segment reported a revenue of 523.49 crores as compared to 428.7 crores in previous year's corresponding quarter, representing a YOY increase of 22%. We sold 95,505 tons of sugar in Q1 FY26 as against 95,153 tons of sugar in Q1 FY25. Our average realization for Q1 FY26 was 40.84 per kg as compared to 39.15 per kg in Q1 FY25. Our inventory as on 30th June 2025 stood at 1.52 lakh tons of sugar, which has been valued at 37.39 per kg as compared to 2.02 lakh tons of sugar as on 30th June 2024, which was valued at 34.57 per kg. Coming to power segment, the power generated stood at 20.37 million units in Q1 FY26 as against 18.12 million units in the same quarter last year. We exported 9.94 million units at an average realization of 3.44 per unit in Q1 FY26 as against export of 6.56 million units in the same quarter last year. Coming to biofuels and spirits segment, our revenue from the biofuels and spirits segment reached 127.66 crores in Q1 FY26, an increase from 69.55 crores in Q1 FY25, reflecting an YOY growth of 84%. EBIT for Q1 26 stood at 68 lakhs. We sold 19.33 million bulk liters of ethanol during this quarter, including grain-derived ethanol of 1 million bulk liters, which is up from 10.21 million bulk liters in Q1 FY25, with an increase of 89% YOY. Our average realization of ethanol stood at 59.64 per liter in Q1 FY26 as against 58.52 per liter in the same quarter last year. Ethanol stock as on 30th June 2025 stood at 6.41 million bulk liters as compared to 8.63 million bulk liters as of 30th June 2024. Coming to cantilever segment, in Q1 FY26, gross revenue from our cantilever segment experienced significant growth, reaching 286.34 crores as compared to gross revenue of 189.98 crores last year, reflecting YOY increase of 51%. Revenue net of excise increased from 19.13 crores in Q1 FY25 to 28 crores in Q1 26. With an EBIT of 4.33 crores in Q1 FY26 as compared to EBIT of 2.51 crores in Q1 25. We have repaid long-term loans of 15 crores during the quarter. Our long-term loans stood at 304 crores as on 30th June 2025. Our working capital loan as on 30th June was 671 crores. As of 30th June 2025, our debt equity ratio remains at 0.3 times. Long-term and short-term ratings of the company as on 30th June is CARE A- with stable outlook for long-term facilities and CARE A2+ for short-term facilities. With this, I request the moderator to open the floor for the questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and 1. First question is from Nitin Dharmawat from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Dharmawat.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty disappointing number. So what has gone wrong? Can you please elaborate on that point? You talked a lot about what is currently going on, but wanted to understand what is going wrong with the company and why, you know, continuously we are having disappointing set of numbers. while we are having sales number going up, but the EBITDA margin is down, and when things are going to, you know, come on track for the company?
Yeah, Mr. Dharma, but you know, yeah, you're right in many ways. The numbers have not been as per our expectation. But this is also what we had highlighted during our year-ending conference call. Our sugar recoveries have taken a beating in our two of our factories. Overall, UP, the sugar recoveries have been down by about 0.7 to 0.8% in West Central UP. Since bulk of our claims comes from this region where the red rot infestation and the pest infestation was high, which resulted in a lower recovery, lower net recovery, which increased the overall cost of production. Also, the sugar prices in this quarter did not really show any marginal increase. In spite of the overall lower countrywide reduction in sugar production, the sugar prices did not show any substantial increase, which they have now started to move up. Going forward, we do believe the cane development and pest management activities that we put into place more aggressively should help us reverse this trend. And as we mentioned, all our other sort of rationalization efforts with regards to ethanol, dual feed, all of them have now just about come on stream in June. So we hope this will continue to help give us better performances in the especially in Q3, Q4.
We are again going for the Q3, Q4 because last con call also attended. You mentioned that by August, September, we'll come to know about the cane availability and yield, and looks like better compared to last year because last year we were hit by the disease. So this year looks better. And you mentioned during that period that we'll be clear by August, September. But now we are pushing it to Q3, Q4, then it is again disappointing. Don't you think so?
No, Mr. Dharma, but I think there seems to be some confusion here. The sugar production cycle in North India is over. Basis the current, the sugar crop that we had from October to, the factory started in November to March, April. So that sugar season, the cost of production that got enhanced because of this sort of lower recovery and lower results, that is the sugar that we are selling now. This sugar should be out of our system pretty much by November latest, but bulk of the sugar should be sold by October. The current crop, so I mean, I don't know if you were there for the last one or two calls, but in every call when the recoveries were lower, both in the March call and the December call, I did mention about the lower recoveries and lower yields, both in UP and to us specifically. Now, going forward, whatever cane data that we have, and we are doing a lot of extensive surveys, and we are spending, in fact, a lot of our only focus this year, one of our biggest focus is on cane development and pest mitigation. So as of now, all the surveys which we have got in the on-the-ground report we have, both the replacement of 238 has gone on at a faster pace, and pest management has also been far more effective this year at this point of time.
Okay. Okay, let's keep the fingers crossed because I am pretty surprised with the numbers that we have received. In fact, a lot of market participants are also, you know, started talking very negatively about the company. So I'm pretty sure that company is more focused on operational efficiencies now and, you know, be more focused on the results because it's pretty disappointing set of numbers which have come from the company consistently. Thank you and wishing you best.
Yeah, we've noted your concern and we'll work on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. The next question is from Nitin Ranjit from Frontline Access Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I believe I'm audible. So I think am I audible? Hello?
Yeah, Nitin, you're audible.
So I think the management did touch upon the red dot infestation about a few months back, but there have been reports of a new pest outbreak, if I'm not mistaken, about a black bug or something like that. So I know that, you know, to counter the red dot infestation, a new variety of, you know, sugarcane was actually given to the farmers recently. So what is the update on that front? There is also this new bug, should I say personal black bug, which is affecting large parts of business, or which is like kind of our catchment area. So what is the update on that? Has that been contained, or have we have a spillover effect to the next sugar season as well?
So black bug, see, black bug is not a new pest. It has been there in the sugarcane crop for quite some time. But in our areas, whatever black bug we did observe in very early on was contained, with the right amount, the right kind of pesticides are put into place and the treatments are put done into place to keep it contained. So as at this point of time, we don't have any black bug related damages which have been, that they have all been contained. We don't have anything of material to report there.
Got it. And this, I mean, even the black bug is also affecting the CO0238 variety as well, or is it, or has it been affecting the new variety which got introduced after the red dot infestation?
See, red dot is a fungal infestation. Black bug is a pest. But you know, there was no, I mean, black bug, we did not find any major impact. Whatever little black bug was seen, it came in the ratoon crop, which was predominantly 238 at that point of time. But that was contained, so we don't see any spillover effect or any sort of problems there.
Gordon, going to Sami, I know that these are like early times, but going forward for the next sugar season, what sort of production or should I say recovery are you like estimating? I mean, I'm sure that at a company level, you would have some internal calculations of your own, right? Are you like seeing an uptick, or what is the sense you are getting from the ground? Or are these like early times?
So these are definitely early times, but what we can tell you is the cane crop is looking really healthy at this point of time, touch wood. We don't see any, the varietal changes programs that have been put into place are also beginning to show results. The red rot containment also has been, we don't see any major red rot outbreaks. Also the monsoons have not been, one of the biggest reasons for red rot to spread is also when you have excessive rains, when the water carries from one field to the other, which seems to be a lot more sort of fortunate this year that the rains have been there, but they have been sporadic. So all in all, with regards to disease and pest and varietal replacement, we believe we are in a better situation. And we do believe this will reflect both in terms of sugarcane yields and the sugarcane recovery.
Got it. And if I may squeeze one more question with the operator's approval. So, I mean, I think OMCs have given out a new tender for the next, requirement season. So going forward, will our focus, I think they had mentioned that, the prices in the international markets have kind of fallen. So what is going to be the company's approach on that front?
I couldn't understand your voice got lost a little bit in between. After the OMC's tender, we couldn't understand what you said.
Well, going forward, what's the company's approach going to be like? Are we like focusing on, are we like shifting our production towards ethanol, increasingly what sort of capacity utilization are we looking at for ethanol plants? And lastly, I was referring to the export quota. You had mentioned that, the prices of sugar have fallen in the international market, and are exports kind of viable right now, given the sharp fall we have seen in the international market? So those are two questions which I had.
Okay. So with regards to our focus on, our focus will be on value addition, depending on the ethanol prices that the government announces for the current year. We will be in a better position to decide what raw material we will use for ethanol diversion, whether it will be B-heavy, C-molasses or syrup. Our distillery, we have today, our distillery capacity, which is about 300,000 liters a day, 300 kiloliters per day. We have a swing capacity of 100 KLPD. So we should be able to completely, depending on the feedstock that we use, we should be able to mix and match and supply the maximum ethanol possible. Our country liquor segment continues to do well, so which we will also be diverting some of our own molasses for this segment, and we will be buying levy molasses from outside for this segment. With regards to export, we see the opportunity for export right now I mean, there isn't much of export that is going to happen from North India, but there could be opportunities and positions for western part of India to export a certain amount of sugar in the new season. But that will be dependent upon when the government permits exports and to what quantities.
Got it. All the rest going forward. And hopefully the company's performance will also improve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Udit Gupta, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So my question is, sir, what is our cane acreage looking like, considering that the planting will be complete by now?
So Udit, yeah, so out of our three units, Mansoorpur, which is in West UP, the cane acreage is pretty much similar to last year, but the yields seem to be better for sure. For Asmoli and Mirganj, the cane acreage is about, say, 4 to 5% lower, but we do hope to make that up with enhanced productivity of cane.
So this acreage in the two units has dropped because of shift to other crops?
So there is, because of this red rot, and in any case, there was an expected drop of acreage, and we've got the UP data right now. This drop in acreage is pretty much uniform across all of central and east UP. All of central and east UP is showing about a 5 to 7% drop. Some of it is because of course, diversion to maize and other such crops. And partial reason for that had also been because pretty much across UP, the red rot had infected 238 considerably, and farmers were switching over till the time that seed for better varieties was made available in adequate quantities. I have a feeling in 25-26 you will start seeing a bump up in, my hunch is in 25-26 we will start seeing the sugarcane acreage to start going up again in UP.
And sir, what would be a shift to from 238? So like what would shift to other varieties, what percentage would it be? By the ratoon crop and by the plant crop?
The ratoon crop we still have predominantly 238 because that is last year's planting. It's still about 75-80% is 238. But in plant cane, we have close to 50-50, about 45-50% is other varieties. But the important fact is 238 right now is currently the current 238 which is there is healthy. It does not show any red rot sort of signs, which is also a good sign.
Get. And sir, this ethanol policy from the government, so like, is there any further roadmap from 20% or right now we are locked at this 20%?
So the government, there was a recent meeting where the BIS has agreed on an increase of E20 to E22, 25, 27 and 30, but the exact timeframes are yet to be decided. BIS will be releasing the standards in due course of time. And then the government's policy makers will also have to take a decision accordingly. But we are given to understand that they are interested in increasing the ethanol blend percentages going forward.
Sir, currently the government is buying more from the grain distilleries, so to speak. And in future, the grain distilleries are increasing even more, like in capacity. So how do we foresee it affecting our company?
So see, we have today the opportunity to supply from grain and supply from molasses. So we will be able to play both sides of the coin. And in the coming year, I also believe there is some discussions with regards to, if you see all the press cuttings and if you see some of the discussions from what we've been given to understand through our associations and otherwise, that there is a thought that probably we don't want to... The maize area is more than the desired level because it's eating into edible oils, it's eating into other pulses and other necessary food items. So I have a feeling, and maize prices have started softening. So I have a feeling you'll start seeing sugar sector coming back to its predominant supplier to the ethanol program.
Get it, sir. And so what is the economics of the grain-based ethanol for us right now? Is it profitable?
So with rice, you have two principal feedstocks right now. One is FCI-based surplus rice which the government gives. The margins over there are considerably lesser. we have supplied a certain amount of quantity of that, and we in the next tender also we have to supply some quantities. With the current price of maize, I think the margins could be a little higher, but we will be bidding for that probably in the new ethanol cycle.
Okay. And sir, are we looking at any branded business as well? Because we had a certain appointment senior level in this kind of a role.
We already have a Dhampur brand which has been there. I mean, we were one of the first early movers in the branded sugar segment in the demerged entity, which is now today with Dhampur and with our refined sugar and value-added products that we are doing. So we are finding a good value addition and growth segment in this area. I think we will have more news to share in the coming quarters. But we do find this area to be promising and a promising opportunity for us.
And sir, the liquor segment, are we looking at a branded opportunity or will it be only country liquor?
No, we did study some, we did study the opportunity of looking into the IMFL or branded segment, but decided it wasn't for us. You know, it seems to be a business which we won't seem to be well geared up for. So we will be focusing on country liquor. We think there is adequate margins to be made. We have this spare distillery capacity. We are today a net buyer of levy molasses. And if you see, we are continuing to show good growth here. And we hope to maintain this momentum going forward.
And so this year the Diwali is earlier, so we expect to start crushing a little earlier?
At least our plant in West UP, which has same cane as last year with better yield, we think we should be starting that pretty much right after Diwali. This is, seems to be the plan right now. But still early days.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from Nitin Ranjit from Frontline Access Capital. Please go ahead. Nitin Ranjit, you may go ahead with the question.
Yeah, am I audible right now? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Sure. So I was going through some old news articles which spoke about a new sugar mill which came up in, I think, by one of your competitors, by the Binjal Group. And it cost something like 600 crore rupees. So given the catchment area is the same and given the lower yields, or should I say, given the lower recovery rates that we are seeing, are we going to face some issues with requirement? Because that's like a new facility and the production has also kind of dropped. So I was hoping to get some info on that.
So the Binjal Sugar Mill actually came up about a year and a half. I mean, this is the second season with
this. Second season.
And, you know, it doesn't affect us to a certain extent, which is the border of our area. It didn't really affect us to a great extent. It's more in the Bijnor side. So, but it did not affect the DBO side to a very, to our small unit at 2 or 3 centers, in a negligible quantity.
Got it. Thank you. And all the rest again.
Thank you. A reminder to participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from Udit Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, a follow-up question on ethanol. Sir, is there anything happening on the diesel front or the ATF front, so the aviation turbine shift?
Yeah, so on the diesel front, because there's been some talk but nothing concrete. A lot of discussions are going on both at, you know, national and international stage, like with the Japanese government and stuff like that, for the SAF, Sustainable Aviation Fuel. Some companies are seriously looking at it. You know, probably it will happen sometime in the near future, but no project has been announced as of now. And yes. I'm talking about SAF with from ethanol.
Yeah. Sir, SAF was announced by the government, 1% or 2% blending? Yeah.
See, yeah, they have announced it, but you know, there is still supply constraints and there are a couple of other issues which, you know, with, like, for example, ISMA is working on getting, there is something called COSERA numbers and all these other kind of, you know, compliance issues and environmental credit scores which have to be all validated. ISMA tied up with Terry to get the same done. So I think there is still some work to be done. Therefore, I'm saying it should happen, but probably sometime in the foreseeable future. But there is still some homework to be done, both in terms of, you know, environmental credit numbers and the government policy to be mandated and things like that.
Get it, sir. And, sir, any CapEx plan that we have in the next, this current financial year?
So we have pretty much replacement CapEx or negligible CapEx. You know, we've, our overall CapEx spend will be considerably lower than our net depreciation. I don't think we will have any major CapEx in the current. We've not planned for any major CapExes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Goel for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. And we thank you for all your comments and queries. We look forward to hearing from you again in the near future when we have our next call. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of SKP Securities Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.